Hello and welcome to the Fiorella Files. I'm your hostess, Fiorella Nash, sometimes known by my nom de plume, Fiorella De Maria. I'm a writer of crime fiction and historical novels and an incorrigible bibliophile. It's wonderful to be making a programme on pretty much my favourite subject, books. On my show, I will be introducing you to books, classic and contemporary, that you must read, should enjoy reading, or should not touch with an 11-foot barge pole. Once a month, I'll also be doing my special edition children's book show involving younger reviewers talking about and sharing their favourite books. This week, I am attempting a little experiment. I've never done a show quite in this way before, but I had this idea in the middle of the night, which is where I get most of my ideas. And this week, I'm going to review three books, a non-fiction, a classic, and a contemporary novel, that are all closely connected. You don't often get this, but I realise that these three books are all very, very closely related to one another. So I'm going to review the three of them in that light. The first is a memoir by the American writer Danielle Flood. It's called The Unquiet Daughter, and I reviewed it some years ago from an online journal. And what interested me was that it's inspired by Graham Greene's The Quiet American, because the author has good reason to believe that her adoptive father and her birth father are the real-life characters that Graham Greene based Fowler and Pyle on in The Quiet American. Danielle Flood describes herself as the sequel Graham Greene never wrote. So that's what intrigued me about that memoir and made me want to write a review about it and really study it. And my contemporary work is a novel published some years ago by Ignatius Press by my great friend and fellow Catholic writer, Dorothy Cummings MacLean. And the book is called The Ceremony of Innocence. And when I initially read it and endorsed it, because I really enjoyed it, I had not read The Quiet American, so I didn't appreciate quite how much of a homage to Greene the book actually is. So that gives you some idea about why I'm interested in looking at these three books. So let's start off with The Unquiet Daughter. Danielle Flood was born in Saigon in 1951, but she grew up in the United States. Her parents divorced when she was 8, and some years later, she was told rather callously that the man she knew as her father, Jim Flood, was not actually her father, not her biological father. And that started in Danielle Flood's mind the journey to trying to find out who her father really was. Her mother was a very eccentric French-Vietnamese woman known as Susie, Suzanne Julien, who was, as Danielle Flood puts it, beautiful to the point of inconvenience and dangerous when she was bored. Her father was, her adoptive father that is, was handsome and had worked in Indonesia and Singapore as a reporter, like one of the characters in Greene's novel. And her biological father, it turned out, was a British intelligence officer in Saigon. And it was through a lot of detective work looking into the origins of Greene's novel that Danielle Flood was able to start putting the pieces together. The memoir, it's not just my least favourite thing, a misery memoir. It's not just Mislit at all, though it is a very harrowing read. It's about a girl starting off life with a pretty ordinary, fairly happy American childhood. You know, she had a couple of sisters. She remembers, you know, eating ice cream and, you know, running around and doing all the things American kids in the late 50s did. But then suddenly her life fell apart. At the age of 8, her father, or the man she thought was her father, walked out, and just as she was struggling to come to terms with the sudden loss of a father figure, he came back, gathered together his two real daughters, and walked out of Danielle's life permanently. So suddenly she goes from having a pretty straightforward, happy family life to it just being her and her beautiful and dangerous French-Vietnamese mother. I found it extraordinary as a parent reading Danielle's account of growing up with a woman who was about as unsuited to being a mother as it's possible to be. And what I felt really made this memoir a lot more complex than a domestic horror story is that she does describe very accurately and movingly what it is like to be an isolated child with an abusive parent